Tracy Hayes is the Chief Executive of the NT Cattlemen's Association. Tracy, what are your thoughts on this big decision by government to block the sale of Eskidman & Co?
Okay, so I'm not privy to the details of the proposal that was put forward to the Australian government, but I understand there is a range of factors that they take into consideration. One of those being a test around what's in the interest of, or the national interest test,
yep.
which includes a range of criteria. In addition to that, there is the Foreign Investment Review Board process that takes into consideration other things, and the NTCA has been, I guess, supportive in the past of the introduction of a register that takes into account the level of foreign ownership in Australian agriculture. And the reason for that is we think it's important that the Australian government is armed with the appropriate information, and it provides a level of transparency. And this all assists in the decision-making process.
So if you don't mind me asking the question again, though, for your thoughts on this decision.
Okay, so as far as I'm aware, there is a level of foreign ownership in Kidman Cattle Company now. It sits at around 34%. So if you look at that in comparison to the level of foreign ownership amongst some of our other corporate pastoral operators that are here in the territory, it's a long way short of that. So I think there is still room to move in the sale of Kidman. The challenge will be.
It won't be to a foreign buyer, though, according to the Treasurer.
It potentially could be. I think the challenge will be to find the balance between the level of foreign ownership and what the Australian government are comfortable with under the national interest test. Now, there is a precedent out there for a range of other pastoral businesses that, you know, includes foreign ownership up to 90%. So, once again, not being privy to the actual proposal put forward to the government, okay. I think there is some renegotiations to occur, and provided that they're able to achieve a commercially agreeable outcome between the buyer and seller, and perhaps a change of what the actual purchasing model will look like. There is some room to move in this.
Has the federal government made the right decision today, though?
Look, we respect the rights of we respect the decision that's been made by the federal government and the processes that they've worked through, and it's comforting to see that the processes that are in place are playing out now. It's not appropriate for us to comment on exactly what they've considered, but we take it in good faith that the decision making is based on a range of facts that were before them. So. In saying that, that we also respect the rights of free market opportunities in Australia, particularly in agriculture, to play out. And it's really important for us to acknowledge how critical it is to the future of Australian agriculture, particularly in Northern Australia, for foreign investment to be allowed to take place. It's about the challenge of balance and getting that mix right.
Well, what message do you think this decision sends to any future foreign investors in the Australian cattle industry?
Look, I don't see there being any risk. I think the message is clear that we have processes and procedures in place in purchasing prime parts of Australian agriculture, and it's just that there will be more work required to get this across the line.
Is it clear to you where the line is? Which cattle stations can be sold to a foreign entity and which can't be? Is it clear to you?
Look, I don't think it's clear that some can and some can't. I think there's just a range of significant factors taken into consideration. One of the indications that Treasury mentioned this morning was national security was taken into consideration.
Because of Anna Creek right next to Woomera.
Correct. So I would imagine, without speculating, that the proposed purchasers will go back to the table and look at a way they can work around that and come up with a proposal that is commercially acceptable as well as one that is appropriate for the Australian government and the decision makers.
If I own a cattle station in the Northern Territory that's next to Tyndall or Bradshaw, Am I ever going to be able to sell that station to a foreign company?
Look, it's I'm not aware of what's going on around Woomera that's put the sale of Anna Creek as part of the mix, you know, on a list of caution. But I think it's fair to say that there is some flexibility around the decision in relation to Anna Creek, and appropriate alternative proposals are being discussed as we speak, as I understand it. And it may be that there is an exclusion zone.
I think Greg Campbell said he was off to have meetings with the Commonwealth as of tomorrow, sort of thing, to try and work out where to go to next.
That's right, and it certainly wouldn't be inappropriate to draft Anna Creek out of the stable. I think the strength of Kidman has been their scale, particularly when you're operating in the drier sort of arid regions of the rangelands, and so the strength of the Kidman portfolio, if you like, is that they have the scale that's required when you need that diversity when it's times are dry. So I would understand if they were reluctant to draft Anna Creek out of their portfolio in order to comply with that. But there are other options available to them, as I understand, and one would be, you know, an exclusion zone, or potentially, reducing the size of, you know, their ownership around that region. That's just a couple of options I've been thinking about.
Yeah. Now, just before I let you go, Tracy Hayes, have you been following the news about Barack Obama and the Darwin port?
I haven't, Matt. There's an awful lot happening locally in our politics.
There is a lot happening. I'll fill you in. So the report's out today that US President Barack Obama concerned about the leasing of the port of Darwin to a Chinese-owned company. He's actually quoted as telling Malcolm Turnbull, "Let us know next time." I guess I just wanted to ask, the US President seems concerned about leasing the port of Darwin to a Chinese company. Have any of your members shown concern about that deal?
We haven't had any direct approach from our members in relation to the purchases of, well, the companies in receipt now of the lease of the Darwin port. And I think that's largely due to the fact that they've been focused on the positive outcomes that we're expecting as a result of investment in the Darwin port. We certainly understand that we, as a territory, don't have the taxpayers' dollars to invest in the port that is required to be made in order to grow the opportunities that exist here in the territory. And it's very difficult for the average person in the community to understand the dynamic of what's going on behind the scenes in a deal. So you take there's a level of a good faith in the way you approach these announcements, and there's been a range of commentary, and I certainly haven't heard Barack Obama's comments, but it's I think it'll be something that will play out in the future, and one we'll be watching closely.
Do you find it odd that we can lease a port to a Chinese company, but we won't sell a Chinese company cattle stations?
Look, I don't think it's that simple, Matt, and I don't think the focus should be on the Chinese company part. What's important to remember as a country is that foreign investment can originate from anywhere in the world. And what we're seeing now is a greater level of interest coming out of Southeast Asia, which is where the global economic powerhouse is centred at present. If you go back 100 years and have a look at where the economic powerhouses of the world were situated then, it was very much in and around Great Britain and those regions. And if you have a look at the levels of foreign investment in Australia back then, it very much mirrors the movement of the flow of capital and the dynamic of the economic centres of gravity. So I think what we're seeing now is part of the global economic cycle and not something that we should be focusing specifically on Chinese investors.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in today and having a chat to the Country Hour.
Thanks, Matt.
It's Tracy Hayes from the NT Cattlemen's Association.
You're listening to The Country Hour with Matt Brand on ABC Local Radio right across the territory.
It's big news, isn't it? And I wonder what you make of this decision by the federal government to block the sale of S. Kidman & Co. to a foreign buyer. 0487 99 1057 is our text number here at the Country Hour. Mark says the Chinese are taking a risk buying something the Australian investors don't want. Sir Sydney would approve of the spirit, if not the buyer. I've got another text here that says, selling off Australian assets to the Chinese is a short-sighted money grab. And Robin says, about bloody time. Yes, we're open for business, but a lot of businesses I know are leased. There are still other options without selling out our country. If you want it, rent it, says Robin. And we've got a call from Splash from Humpty Doo, who says the Kiwis stopped a station sale in the North Island recently to a foreign buyer. Australia should do the same, says Splash from Humpty Doo. 0487 99 1057 is that text number. Now, the Territory's Minister for Primary Industry is Willem Westra van Holter. Minister, keen to get your thoughts on this decision to block the sale of Eskimen & Co. What do you reckon?
Well, look, I guess at the end of the day, Matt, you know, the decision around blocking such a sale does lie with the federal government, and the Treasurer's pretty much indicated that it's not in the national interest, he feels, for this group of properties to be sold to foreign buyers. The Northern Territory government, of course, has and always will support foreign investment into our agriculture sector. We know that it's critical to get the big capital projects up and running, and that's largely where our source funding comes from, these foreign investors. But at the end of the day, the federal government's made its mind up and made its position quite clear.
Do you think it's the right decision?
Well, look, I'm not going to comment on whether it's the right or wrong decision. It is the decision that's been made by the federal government. It's in their purview to make determinations around foreign investment of this sort of scale. As I say, the Territory government, however, does remain supportive generally of foreign investment in our ag sector.
Do you think it is in the national interest to keep these cattle stations in Australian hands?
Well, look, again, that question of whether it's in the national interest is something that's determined by the federal government and the Treasurer. He's made that determination. I'm not going to try and second-guess the decision. He's in possession, no doubt, of far more information about the sale and the implications for Australia generally and in making that determination.
I'm going to use a question from a listener, and that is it a double standard to lease Darwin Port to a Chinese company but not let a Chinese company buy Eskimen & Co.?
Look, I don't think there are any double standards being applied. Every investment by a foreign suitor is assessed by the FIRB, the Foreign Investment Review Board, and each decision is made on its own merits. Obviously, the leasing of the port, which was in fact a lease to the Chinese company Landbridge, was considered and given the green light. Obviously, a different set of circumstances for the sale of Eskimen & Co. prevail. And that's brought about a decision by the federal government not to allow that sale.
Do you see this decision today affecting any future deals that we might see in the Northern Territory when it comes to foreign investment?
Look, I don't think that this announcement today will affect in any great way the future of sales of agricultural interests here to foreign buyers. By and large, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but nearly all of the applications made to the Foreign Investment Review Board are approved, and it's really the only the odd one that doesn't get approved. And there's a set of criteria around which those decisions are made. Clearly, in this case, the sale of the Kidman properties has fallen within that criteria for the federal government to say no.
Minister, appreciate your time in the country today. Thank you.
Always good to be with you, Matt. Thanks.